Are you into sports?
Yeah, big football fan, big NBA fan. Yeah. Bigger football, though, NFL.
Nice.
Well, NFL in particular.
Eagles or?
I'm born in Dallas, so I fucking hate that. I think I've given up fully on the Cowboys.
They always like do kind of good and then.
Yeah, I just need a Me Too allegation to sink Jerry Jones, frankly. It's out there. I know it's out there. If you're out there, please come forward. I'll help you pay your legal fees. Just, we got to bring down the whole family.
Yeah. Do you think he just got a motorcycle?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does he have to kill somebody before he gets a biker name?
I think that's the rule.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What's your biker name?
Big I don't milk. Know. I haven't killed anybody yet.
No, it's going to be Big Milk.
It's bestowed upon you? Or
Yeah, it's bestowed upon me from the gang. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I got to stab him like a dozen times.
Are you in a gang, though?
I don't know.
Have you applied to any?
No, I'm not. I'm looking.
Just are they on the web now?
Yeah, they hog.
Who, gangs?
Yeah.
ISIS is on the web. I would feel like you guys would be.
True.
They're kind of ISIS kind of has a gang. Twitter.
It's effective. It's effective. So you got it. You know
the
what
Taliban
mean?
Has an X account.
The Taliban has an X. The Taliban has an X. You should.
Yeah.
You
know
have you mean? Ever thought of maybe trying to start a Taliban chapter of a biker gang?
I don't think I want to do that. I don't think I want to be a part of that.
It would be a part of their expansion to get someone as white as you.
Yeah.
It just would be like
yeah,
a real really marketing win. Their image.
Yeah, a real marketing win. Yeah.
You got this white guy. He's Taliban now.
He drinks a lot of milk.
Yeah. That's all I drink. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but then what if the actual Taliban starts idolizing you? So they're like wearing T-shirts of you.
It would be like if Bernie Sanders went Republican. That's what you being
I could be.
Taliban would be like, yeah.
That
yeah,
would be
real marketing win.
Yeah.
Real marketing win.
I like that idea, actually.
We got him.
Yeah. I'm going to start tweeting at him now. Just me revving my motorcycle and be like,
Taliban.
Can I join?
can we be the nonviolent American chapter?
They're yeah.
What did you say, nonviolent?
It's not in our ethos. It doesn't match the mission statement.
Well, you're from the big city.
I'm from the big city, dude.
Well, you're not from it. You've lived there for
Dallas, Texas.
You're from Dallas. So you're Texas as Texas gets.
I'm a Texas boy, born and raised, yeah.
Okay.
22 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why, you know, as soon as he walked on the property, it just got more Texas.
Yeah, there was like cowboy hat trees growing and stuff.
I do miss boots. And I miss, in Austin, I feel like people wear them ironically and it annoys me.
Yeah.
But like, I saw, probably this guy's killed a few people in the corner. I forgot his name. But he was wearing boots and I was like, this guy wears boots. He's not doing it as like a cosplay. He wears boots. Yeah. I miss that.
He can mend a fence. Yeah.
Yes. He can do man things. He can hunt. He's wearing boots.
I mean that South Park special that they did where all the handymen became the richest guys in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not
far from the truth, man.
It's true. They charge so much.
They make good money. Yeah, I can't fix nothing. Yeah. You got whatever you charge me to unclog my toilet, you got it.
Yeah.
It's yours.
Sure. I'm not putting my hands in my own shit.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
can play with it.
Yeah, oh, God.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, that's not.
That's what they do, right?
No, I don't think so. Like, but there are tools that you
No, you're confusing them with Instagram thoughts in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting those two mixed up. Yeah. It's a common mix-up.
Yeah.
That was
a common mix-up.
Yeah.
But I heard Lindsay Lohan's making a comeback.
Speaking of Instagram thoughts.
Speaking of girls putting their hands in their shit.
Well, supposedly she like went away to Saudi and UAE for like the last decade.
Oh.
Really?
I mean, I think she pulls a premium.
Yeah.
If you're Lindsay Lohan, like,
add another
zero.
Yeah,
to that
you're gonna
one.
Shit on the parent trap's chest. That's pretty big. That's a top dollar, dude. You're paying a lot for that.
They got it playing in the background on a TV. They're like, that's you while they're shitting on her.
they're watching Ladybug.
That's you as a child. You're all grown up and now you're covered in shit. Look at you.
Ladybugs. That was Lindsay Lohan?
Was it?
No, it was Herbie.
Herbie. I didn't know what the hell
Herbie
you were talking
Reloaded.
About.
Yeah, Herbie. Ladybugs is where it's Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, that's right.
It's where a guy dresses up as a girl to play youth soccer. Yeah.
They were looking into the future.
Yeah.
Damn.
God. Yeah. So, where you live, what does the grocery store look like?
It's right across the street, actually. Right. It's fantastic.
Is it large or small?
It's busy. It's big for New York.
It's not big for the
self-checkout, so that eliminates the lines. Well, they have the couple registers, but there's also self-checkout. So lines aren't that bad, but it's like $10 for a box of cereal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You see, Do you ever have that thought living there that like that's the first place that's gonna just get completely demolished or messed up?
You don't. I lived right by Times Square when that guy drove over people in Times Square.
Yeah.
None of us cared. It's crazy. You're just like...
No, I mean like natural disaster-wise or something. Like,
nah, I feel like Texas has got the tornado thing cracking. I grew up in Dallas. There was always tornadoes around us.
See, we don't get the tornadoes down here.
Thankfully.
What do y'all get here?
Nothing? Honestly...
Nothing cedar. Really.
Yeah.
We get allergies.
Cedar allergies. Allergies. My allergies are kicking up here.
Like, we're far enough from the border, but close enough to the border where anybody that's coming over doesn't want to stick around here because they're too close to get thrown back.
Yeah.
So like, we don't really get that. Mm-hmm. We don't...
Where'd you grow up?
Washington State. Me and this guy, same place.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
And you?
West Virginia.
Is that real? Because that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you're doing that to mess with
me. Tell them where you lived. No,
yeah, that's my accent.
What was the city called that you lived in?
I lived in a holler. Yeah, that's how I grew up.
What?
A holler.
That's the name of the town, or that's
that's
a name?
No, that's just what it is.
It's a type of...
It's a type of, like, area. It's the in-between of... mountains.
It's called a holler.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, it was like an hour to
ask
them
about their
like
Walmart.
A normal grocery store.
Walmart.
We didn't have Walmart.
We had
Magic Mart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you could buy katanas, tuxedos.
Meth, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, there was meth there for sure. Like a lot of just like prescription drugs. That was a big deal there.
Yeah.
Toll Mine Town. It's great.
I mean, that's literally how the whites made their living, was selling prescription drugs across different counties.
Yeah.
When you say the whites,
it's like a famous
family, not
the wonderful. What is it?
Yeah,
is
the wonderful whites of
the
West
wonderful
Virginia.
Whites of West Virginia.
Oh, okay. I thought we were just being oddly racist toward each other.
That's how the whites there, like white people, all of them. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well,
it was
God
fun.
Bless, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you go back? Do you enjoy going back?
I mean, it's gorgeous. That's like you know, one of my favorite things, but it is like still one of the prettiest places I've ever been.
Really?
Just nothing but like mountains, so green, you know, waterfalls and rivers and stuff. So, yeah, I haven't been back since I moved down here. I'm supposed to go back like in July and visit for like a week. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. You know, I go see family and I want to film some stuff while I'm there and just kind of like show off places I used to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I had a fun childhood, and it was just... Career-wise, like, there's not much.
Yeah, not much
there.
Coal mines.
Yeah, coal or something medical is your only options, really.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
Are we still going to rent a convertible Mustang for this trip?
I didn't know that was the...
We talked about this.
I don't remember talking about a convertible Mustang.
Y'all driving
Mustang.
To West Virginia?
Yeah, in a convertible Mustang.
Oh, that'd be fire, actually.
Yeah. I think we should just get like a bus and take the roof off.
Take everybody?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we convertible are gonna have bus. A lot of people that want to go. Like, he's like never seen this.
Convertible bus would be fire.
I like that.
But seeing a holler and these vines that you talk about.
Yeah, we could ride grapevines straight into a river, dude. Like some Tarzan shit. It'd be great, man.
There is. This is how crazy, because one night we were discussing, you know, obviously you've seen where we live here. Caleb lives right above us.
Yeah.
So we're all in one spot.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, hey, what's phase two? Well, phase two needs to be bigger, more grander, cooler, you know, now that we're all kind of working on more stuff together. And so we looked in West Virginia and we found 5,600 acres on a river that you would own essentially three mountains.
Yeah.
So it's 5 miles of riverfront that you
were
purchasing.
Yeah. How much?
$5 million.
Right.
How far are the closest airport?
2.5 hours.
Yeah, probably two.
Who cares, dude? You have five miles of land.
Yeah. We're going to start a whole new city.
Like, I think,
what are you going to do with 5 miles? Can I ask you what you're going to do? I don't know what to do with a mile of land.
First off, what we also discovered is in West Virginia law, you have to have 12,000 acres is enough for you to declare a county. And if you become your own county
and you
designate the sheriff, the only person in the state that can tell the sheriff what to do is the governor.
Oh, wow.
Listen, we're thinking this through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're the sheriff?
We're each going to be sheriff.
Yeah.
Like a few hours or, you know, depending on how many people we get there, we could have 2 hour sheriff shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're just thinking if we have 5,000 acres, like we're going to pick up the phone and call every one of our friends and say, you get 100 acres, you just have to build a house on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right. Gift somebody 100 acres, but you have to have a house.
Yeah.
And
I like
before
that.
You know it, you know, we've got a
whole town, dude.
Yeah.
You just revitalized West Virginia.
Yeah. We probably really could. Just make a whole new city there.
Our county just becomes
somehow
new
we have
Austin.
Skyscrapers and shit. Yeah.
Is this where America's headed? Just a bunch of dudes who want to hang out together.
Yeah.
Building up cities.
Yeah.
Building tracks for their razors. And,
yeah.
You know,
becoming sheriff, going to sheriff school.
Sheriff school. We create sheriff.
We
school.
We create sheriff school. Yeah, I like that.
That would be the only school in the entire county.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Sheriff yeah. school. Yeah. There's like 100 sheriffs. Everyone has to go to sheriff school and they grow up there.
Every time you pull it over, you're like, but I'm the sheriff. You're like, ah, man, you're right. All right, keep going. Like, dude, hey, how much money do we make on tickets? None, man. I just kept pulling
Everyone's
over the sheriff.
Everyone's a sheriff. We fucked up.
Who's the mayor?
We're all mayor.
a county doesn't have a mayor.
Yeah.
So wait, if we have a county, we could have multiple towns on the property.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the county is a collection of towns. So you could each be a mayor of a town.
But then we call our important friends like you and say, would you like a town?
I would love a town.
Right. You know,
it's 1,000 acres.
Yeah.
You get it. It's up to you.
Now do I have to build 10 houses on this 1,000 acres?
Well, I mean, we'll throw the power and the water in.
Okay.
And then you get to section off. You get to give your invite list.
I like this.
Yeah. See?
I like this.
And then we have no control over your invite list, so you better have a good vetting process. Okay.
Yeah, because we're all going to be like eventually like procreating, so like get like good stock.
Yeah. Dude, my brain and your bronze, I feel like we got a fucking thing.
Yeah, we could make something awesome.
Yeah. We're like a little buddy cop comedy.
Yeah, I think we should do it, dude.
Let's get the cop car out today.
Yeah.
The sheriffs, yeah.
Yeah, we're both sheriffs, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
He does the stop, and when someone gets lippy, he just whistles, and you come out.
And just pull them out, Pull them out through the window,
You start smashing him. You kind of have like a rubber mallet, so it's not necessarily like
damaging.
Killing them,
it hurts a lot.
It hurts a lot.
Yeah, there's internal bleeding. Yeah,
you're just breaking a rib at a time,
popping them off. That is a scary cop. I don't know if I want to be this sheriff. Oh, shit.
You don't think you'd like 5,000 acres?
I would not know what to do with 5,000 acres. I'd have no clue.
Well, you'd need friends. Yeah. Like you definitely want to have people out there with it. Yeah, if I by myself just had 5,000 acres.
Dude, the way non-married people think, I remember this. The world is your oyster. You guys are like, you should move to Austin. I was like, my wife don't fucking want to move to Austin. It's not even in the question.
Yeah.
And then we sit down and you're like, you know what we're going to do next? West Virginia.
You should move there in the middle of the mountains.
Come with us.
There's a river.
You think my wife's going to be like, oh, I didn't want Austin, but a holler? Let's go live in a holler.
Let's go live in a holler. That sounds
but
awesome.
You get to name your own mountain, honey.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
she didn't
and
even
there's
like
reindeer on the land.
Yeah.
What?
We could probably put an airstrip there too.
We could.
Yeah, we don't need an airport. We have our own.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the first thing we have to build.
That probably would make the most
infrastructure to get the fuck out.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. We got plenty of room right next to the
river on one section. Yeah.
It's flat there.
Yeah.
But it's got to be long. That's a lot of pavement.
Yeah. Yeah. Boring, he says.
Are you ever going to move from New York?
I want to move, but I don't. I think my wife is very big on beaches, so it'd be like Miami. I really love San Diego. I think San Diego is like
San Diego's.
It's like a perfect place.
Good
San Diego is not California.
No.
Yeah. That's, I think, what you need. I think you need a liberal city in a conservative state or a conservative city in a liberal state. Otherwise, it's just too much.
Yeah.
You need that little juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Really liberal California, but then San Diego's like, man, we're not with all that shit. Austin. So really
like
conservative state, but
Texas.
They're like, come on, we're not doing all that.
Yeah.
Be as gay as you want to be up here.
You guys can butt fuck right there if you want. We don't care. We don't care.
Just use the butt fucking curtain.
Yeah. Just
exactly.
Every street corner has a butt fucking corner.
A curtain that you have to pull up.
Yeah. Okay. That's
so
nice.
The kids don't see.
It's going to get messy.
There you go. Yeah. That's another rule for the county.
California is actively trying to change themselves into a bunch of different states.
Really?
Like, you didn't see their proposal like 2 years ago? They wanted to become 7 states.
I don't care.
Like, they always go too much.
That's silly.
I feel like they just make that up every election cycle, though.
You think?
Yeah, just to get people excited.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, you just need somebody to pretend they care about voting.
Yeah.
I mean, we all say we care about politics. I'm not voting.
Ever.
I've never voted.
Yeah. Who cares?
I've never done it.
Who cares? I'm going to wait in line. Yeah. Get out of here. No chance.
Right. You think I want a sticker? Don't.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
I mean, we're always just going to end up giving money to the Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, here.
That's like the IRS. Like, do you think the people that work for the IRS like actively are like, oh, like they feel sick?
Yeah. Oh. You think their family loves them?
No.
They don't.
I hope that they're like the people that work at McDonald's that give you extra chicken McNuggets. Like, they're seeing people's taxes like, this is horrible. He slides. Fuck it. I don't care.
Like, what I mean, you know that happens. Yeah. It happens in everything.
What do you think it's like to be a man who works for the IRS? Like, you think your wife like ever kisses you?
No.
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 You guys don't have sex?
No.
She doesn't love you?
Definitely not.
She probably like is really mean.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah, being a man working for the IRS is one of the biggest narc jobs on
earth. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably get beat up. I like, can't. Even at your own job.
No, I can't respect you.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder, but like, do you think... How many times do you think, like, someone that, like, didn't like their boss at the IRS just decided to audit their boss and then tattled on them?
I'd be fired.
That's assuming that their boss makes enough to be audited.
Mm. Also, I don't think you have to be make any, like, you can, anybody could be audited.
Hmm.
Like, all these, who was the, wasn't there a celebrity that, like, was paying his CPA for, like, a decade and a half to pay his taxes, and then that... The lady was just pocketing all the money.
Oh, yeah, Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Oh, poor guy.
Richard Pryor's attorney, I think, like stole a bunch of money from him, or agent, one of those two. Damn. Yeah, you hear the stories all the time.
Agents are
shady.
Yeah,
always.
Do you have an agent?
I do, but it's a big enough thing that, like, if they're robbing me, they're robbing a lot of people. Uh-huh. A lot of people more rich than me.
Okay.
So I'm, you know,
yeah, you're in the safe space.
Yeah. You don't want to be the biggest person at your agency.
Yeah, I think you're only in the danger space if you're really, really up top because nobody's there's nobody else overseeing what's going on.
Yeah.
Or you're in the entry level where
nobody cares about you.
Well, an entry level where a lot of people care about you, but nobody, you're kind of like on that buffer where you're not big enough for things. But, but people could still milk you for stupid shit, I'm sure.
Yeah. You ever been milked?
Have I ever been milked? Mm-hmm. Like physically?
Yeah.
No.
You're missing out, dude.
What does that mean?
I like that you just didn't have a solid answer. Like you had follow-on questions.
Well, I was trying to see which direction he was going with.
Like out of your tits or your dick.
Yeah. Like, or are you asking if I've been like milked out of money? Definitely done that, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
paid a guy to remodel our house, and then he went to jail for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, what did he do?
He did a number of things.
Yeah, quite a lot.
Yeah, he was wanted in California. He was wanted in Texas, over in Midland, and things like that. We didn't know any of this. We just thought he was a really good construction worker. That was like, oh man, you make dope shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was on the mindset of like, oh, if you pay people up front, then they'll do a better job.
I've done this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just you're just like, I don't even want to deal with owing you money. Like, let me just pay up front.
Now now you don't have to like wonder
huge
if
mistake.
I'm gonna like cobble or try to squabble the end up. It's like, no, here's what you asked for. Now do it. And then boom, prison, 22 years.
Wow.
Yeah. There's nothing then.
Yeah.
You don't even there's nobody to even ask.
Yeah.
It's like, where's that money? No clue.
Kind of makes you wish you were a real man who could remodel his own home, right?
True. That's a lot of time.
I'm not a real man. I'm just saying sometimes I wish I was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, with YouTube now, though, you can learn anything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to. You know what I mean?
But
you can.
You could
learn any language you want to. I'm not going to. Yeah.
I think that's the hardest thing there is.
Languages?
YouTube?
Do you know any other languages?
Hindi.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I don't speak it like, I speak it conversationally, maybe borderline fluently, but not like, my accent is still there.
You can understand.
I can understand, I can speak it, yeah, conversationally for sure, maybe a little bit better than that, but yeah, I definitely have an accent and all that, but I wish I spoke Spanish. Spanish would be so handy.
Yeah.
100%.
So like, handy.
Yeah. Especially down here, and then anywhere in Central America.
Yeah. In New York too, even, it's Puerto Ricans and whoever
Cubans.
Cubans in Miami, yeah, Spanish is just like, universal almost.
Supposedly, if once you've got the second one down, the third one's easier, right? That's what I've heard.
A little bit. Sometimes I'll get mixed up when I try to learn Spanish. I'll say a Hindi word instead, or like Hindi even. Sometimes I'd be like, there's a Spanish word coming to mind. What is it? Yeah, so it's weird. But if you get all, but if you practice a lot when you're young, so I think if we have kids, we're going to try to teach them like a few languages.
That's cool.
Hell yeah.
There's a lot of these schools are now doing that.
It's crazy. Like just watching little babies speak like 3 and 4 different languages. Yeah. It's awesome.
Or people think in another language. Think about that.
People dream. That's the thing I've always wanted to ask my mom, what language you dream in? Because you dream in your language. Yeah. And there's, I saw like a TV show where the girl was saying she had her first dream in English and it fucked with her because she used to only dream in Spanish. And she was like, whoa, I'm losing my heritage.
Dang. Okay, here's a question that I've always wondered. Do you know any Hindi music?
Yeah.
Okay, so do they rhyme
the
word, the meaning of the word, or do they rhyme the sounding of the word?
The pronunciation, just like here, yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because, you know, sometimes... Because
the word is the meaning. I don't define intellect if I'm rhyming, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm a rapper, I'm not like intellect as defined as, you know what I mean?
I don't know. What?
How do you rhyme not based on sounds?
You know what? I don't know. I wasn't sure. Because this doesn't make sense to me because I don't speak another language. So I'm like, oh, in Spanish, that meant yes. Was he rhyming the word yes?
There was this Indian rap that went viral. And I actually use Punjabi. It's a dialect I don't speak. But I had my friend, people kept asking me, what are you saying? So I had my friend send me like a translation. And then some people were like, it doesn't even fucking rhyme. And it's like, hey, buddy, it's because I wrote it in English. It rhymes in the language he's spoken, you dumb twat. What are you fucking stupid?
Yeah, listen to the song now. Yeah. Now it sounds great.
Yeah, like, oh, exactly.
Okay. I think songs are better when you translate them. Like La Cucaracha to English is just singing about a cockroach.
Really?
That's fire.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's just the cockroach, it's terrible in English.
You're kidding.
Pretty sure that's what it is. I'm probably kidding.
I think it is. Dude,
confirmation.
I think I've heard this before.
Wow.
I think I've heard this before.
Who the fuck wrote that?
It's called is it a children's
it's
song?
Literally just the cockroach.
And then what?
I don't know the rest.
Oh, shit. I can't remember.
Scurrying around.
Yeah, it's like running really fast across the floor.
Unable to die, the cockroach. This sounds like a nightmare song.
The bubonic plague.
This is a scary song, dude. It's
really
a
monster.
Yeah.
It's a cockroach monster that steals kids.
Yeah. I don't like that song anymore. I don't think we should sing it.
Dude, when you pull the curtain on things, man.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Just demons, dude.
It's scary.
Children's it's like song in a different
Caesar
language.
Caesar salad isn't Italian.
True.
Oh, yeah. This again?
It's Tijuana.
What happened?
Caesar salad.
It's not Italian?
No.
Not at all.
It was invented by a guy whose last name was Cesar.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess I just associated with like the emperor, but
yeah.
I didn't think it was Italian in nature. I just did.
It was like 1926 in Tijuana and spring break. He ran out of all the ingredients in his restaurant and all he had was romaine lettuce and anchovies. So he told them all that this was a special salad.
That's hilarious. Tastes fantastic. God bless, man.
I mean, isn't the whole thing that aluminum is spelled wrong in the English language because Coca-Cola spelled it wrong when they first printed their cans and we just said, well, we printed all these cans.
We might as well change the word.
Yeah.
We're going to lose too much money.
It's supposed to be aluminium.
Yeah.
The
United Kingdom way. They're like, what are they doing over there? They just changed the fucking word because the soda company spelled it wrong?
That's hilarious.
You're like,
dude.
Oh, God.
Imagine being that powerful that you're like, nah, we're just going to change the word.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do, awesome. Right?
Yeah. Oh, like, it is true, yeah.
I'm saying Coke.
Yeah.
For the company, for a soda company to be like, nah, we're just going to change English and how it is now.
Yeah.
Sick.
Hey, this is the new way this word
like
goes.
Like Kleenexes. Kleenex is just a brand.
But it's now a word.
Facial
it's
tissue.
It's now a
now
word.
It's Kleenex,
I need a Kleenex,
yeah.
That's
the brand.
Post-its.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these.
Yeah. I always loved the military version of that because, like, you can't call it Velcro because it's a brand name.
So
the government calls it hook pile tape.
What do they call it to?
Hook pile tape. Like, they have the worst name just because you can't call it the brand. Like, I don't know what a Kleenex is called.
Were you all military? All of you?
Two of us were.
Not me.
Which branch?
Air Force, Army.
Yeah.
Pussy, right? I'm just kidding. I don't even know any of these.
At
I've heard Marines is the hardest, but I like insulting other branches to other people as if I was tough enough to do any of them.
Well,
I couldn't be Coast Guard.
I mean,
for
that's
fuck's
half
sake.
The Coast Guard's military again.
I mean, they're more military than Space Force. Let's they're just doing say some, that.
I couldn't be Space Force.
They're not last. Yeah. They're not last.
Coast Guard's finally like, there's a gayer branch. I bet they got a cake the day the Space Force became a service, they probably had a cake.
Oh, 1,000%. What
that's
a win.
Yeah. That's
I mean, here's the thing. If we want to measure it, like, the Coast Guard does do
cool shit.
Maritime interdiction.
Yeah.
Meaning they're stopping boats using force
yeah.
and boarding those boats and arresting people and getting in gunfights.
And in submarines and shit. It's yeah. cool as hell yeah. watching okay. those videos.
The Coast or the Space Force?
Yeah.
No, sir.
That we know.
They've
of.
Got a laptop.
That we know of.
Stop it. Listen, we can see launches.
They could be.
And the only person launching anything is Elon Musk right now.
Maybe he's launching Space Wars.
Excuse me?
Maybe he's launching Space Wars.
No, he's not.
You don't know.
Yes, I do.
Were you there? Could be, dude.
No.
I'm with Caleb.
Yeah, man. Who knows?
Could be, dude.
No, the
could
military be. Is not
how do you argue with that?
Elon.
But how do you argue with that?
How do you could know be, dude. For sure, though?
What are you going to say to that? Could be, dude.
Could be.
Disprove that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you're talking about a private company. A private company.
You're making some strong points
I
over
know,
here.
I know, right, dude?
Strong points, man.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
Yeah. Could be. Who knows? For
how
sure.
many launches has happened in the last 2 years?
I don't know. You think I keep up with launches?
Like two or four?
That we know
nine?
Of.
Nine?
That 13? We know of. He got you yeah, there, dude. That's a great point.
You killed another one.
Another one, dude.
He's pulling the space sleight of hand. You see yeah. the launch over here, but you yeah, don't see yeah. the one like, over
we're
here.
We're just launching one over here and somewhere in the desert, somewhere there's 18 of them. Six. Yeah, just saying, don't look over here. Don't look over here.
Don't look over here.
Hey, what was that? All that other shit. See, this one. This one blew up. That's crazy.
Space Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this one blow up.
This one blew up. That's so crazy and sad.
I saw a guy push a button and it blew up.
Yeah.
No, you didn't see that. No.
That's the only one, though.
Could be, dude.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
I got lost when he was starting talking about specific things, yeah. but could be, dude. Yeah.
That fuck, dude.
That we know of.
Yeah.
Can't.
Fucking moon is covered in that shit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunkers and shit on the moon.
I mean, how the whole thing with the Challenger exploding, like, and then the head fuel scientist saying, hey, these things are leaking, this thing's going to explode, and then the head of NASA is like, but we scheduled all these people to come to watch the launch. Like,
go ahead and kill them.
How do you?
Yeah, do you think they killed astronauts to protect ticket sales?
Yeah, yes. Pretty much.
Yes,
pretty much.
That's the government, dude, for sure. They're like, well, we can make new astronauts.
Like, there's tons of people that want to be an astronaut.
Come on, yeah. Imagine that. Like,
that's crazy.
Imagine
that's crazy.
It's one of your friends or your wife was on the because there was a female on that. On
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you find out that like. Somebody said, hey, this thing's going to explode. And they went,
yeah. We sold 1,000 tickets to see this.
But the caterer's not refundable.
But do you know for sure?
We got commercial breaks. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is a lot of money.
We got a Pepsi sponsorship, dude.
That's what I mean. Anytime you question anything that fails, it's like, remember, NASA blew up an entire space shuttle.
Yeah.
And those are the smartest people on the planet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
true. There's also a thing called fetal alcohol syndrome. And those people are in their 30s yeah. and 40s now.
Yeah, yeah. Like
working at NASA. So anytime somebody goes, can you believe he did that? Yes. Yes, I can. Mm-hmm.
His mother was on the hash.
A lot of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
So you have a new special, Al?
Yes, sir.
Gaslighting.
Gaslit. Yes, sir. I said I feel like I'm being gaslit by society.
Where can we watch that?
Pretty much.
YouTube. Hell YouTube yeah. X. Akash Singh Comedy. Yeah. Or just Akash Singh on X. But yeah, to Gaslit, the full special's right there. Just check it out. Yeah.
Awesome.
You're not getting any hassle from YouTube?
No, I did not. We cleared everything beforehand. I heard some comedians saying their specials got pulled, blah, blah, blah. We didn't, but I think we did a good job of like, there's certain words you got to know you can't say
yeah.
or bleep them or whatever. So we were pretty proactive from the beginning. Of
well,
just like,
I heard as of last week, one of the big comedy chains started just axing certain comedians that they're just not even allowing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. No, luckily we put it out independently. So yeah, please support. But I didn't even think about any of this. It was just like, what do I want to say? And how do I want to say it? And then for the most part, not for the most part, we seem to have not been flagged by anything.
And I mean, honestly, like, awesome. I can't express to the audience enough, you guys that are listening out there, when he says that they put this out independently, like, this is the only way to save comedy is to support stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because we have to write Hollywood back in the right way and get these networks to start funding the people that are actually funny and not mm-hmm. just saying the things that yeah. make us feel good.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So that's what we're trying to do. And I didn't even want to deal with the politics of that. So we just shot it ourselves. We thought about chopping it at a streamer. And then they were like, the one that we sent it to was like, we're kind of booked up to like 2025. And I was like, I want to know within the week. I was kind of a dickhead about it because I wanted to move forward independently. And they were like, we couldn't get anything to you that fast. So we said, all right, let's just go. Let's just move on.
That's great.
Yeah. And then my wife was a big person that was like, fuck the streamers. Put it out yourself. They never liked you before. So put it out and hopefully y'all like it and come to shows. That's the whole goal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
That's sick. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, we're in such a difficult time in entertainment now.
Yeah.
Nothing's like everything that they put out sucks.
Yeah.
Like, name the last funny movie.
Ooh.
There hasn't been a great comedy.
not been much for a while.
Like
The Hangover, maybe.
Yeah.
Like the last great comedy.
I think the Hangover probably was like.
There's probably a couple
a
after that.
Banger,
but I can't,
banger.
Yeah, I can't really think of.
But I mean, think of like Kingpin.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I love them.
We used to go hard. Like, yeah. And it was okay.
Yeah. 1,000%. 1,000%, dude. I don't know if we're going to get that time back, but then now we can just put our own stuff out. This, I mean, even you guys have your own following and your own people, and like you just find your tribe, I guess. That's kind of the idea.
Well, and I think we're headed in the right direction because they're choking, you know, sales are down across the board. Subscriptions are not as strong as they were. Like
everybody,
Netflix essentially like peaked because they were had the most brand awareness, the most everything
first to market.
But then they lost a lot of their licensing because everybody went out to create their own. Like, and so like, I don't think anybody's ever going to be able to replace the size that Netflix once was.
Yeah,
just because you have too much of a split catalog with everyone.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to be. I think I've heard in general, and I believe this: celebrities aren't going to be as famous as they used to be, but there's going to be a lot more of them.
Oh yeah,
people just find their tribe, and that's.
Yeah. I think you're 100% right because I was thinking about that the other day. Like, there really is no new Brad Pitt. There's no new Tom Cruise.
Kind of like Timothy Chalamet. Kind of Tom Holland. Kind of But that used to be all there was.
Yeah.
And now there's guys like
George Clooney. You know.
Yeah.
We would wait for a summer in the year 2004, and you'd have a George Clooney movie.
A
Brad Pitt movie. Exactly. A Tom Cruise movie.
And now you'll see guys with 7 million, 10 million followers on IG, TikTok, whatever, and you'll be like, "Who is this person?"
Oh yeah, there's so many people that are like crazy famous on social media that you've like never seen anything they've ever done.
Yeah, and they're not household names like we used to know, but they're still really famous.
Well, because back when we were kids, like we had 5 channels, you know, ABC, Fox.
Yeah.
Like,
if
it was Home Improvement or Step by Step, like
nah,
like,
dude, I loved Home Improvement. I was talking to Kev about that today, my cameraman, or like 2 days ago, Home Improvement, how we just went nuts for like 3 years Tim Allen.
The oldest boy is still, Brad, was still trying to produce, self-produce stuff. I bet we could get a hold of him and get him in something.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
We should just start pulling the cat.
Yeah, 1,000%. What's JGT up to, dude?
Yeah, come on, dude.
Should make a new Home Improvement show.
It's super fucked up.
Yeah. But I think like most internet, like, you know, personalities are becoming the new celebrities. Like, that's like, there's not going to be nearly as many.
But it's also so hyper-focused. Because I was having this conversation a couple days ago, someone was asking, like, how often do you get recognized? I'm like, it depends where you're at.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What do you mean, depends? I'm like, well, what I said, I go, could you recognize a single United States soccer player? And they're like, no. I go, nah, neither could I. Like, I could be sitting next to the entire U.S. soccer team.
Yeah.
I would have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
They could all say their names. I would have no clue.
Yeah.
I go, this becomes so niche. Like, even football. Like, I wouldn't know a single football player's name unless it was maybe Brett Favre or something.
A couple of Peyton Manning. I'm sitting next to Peyton Manning or something. I hear his name. I know. I know him.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch football.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I just assumed Texas, we all watched football. That's like the thing I miss the most about Texas. Yeah.
Really?
Everybody just watched football. It seemed like.
No, we're just doing other weird shit all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was like, I feel like sports were at their pinnacle in the late 90s. Like, because the Mariners were in the World Series like 2 or 3 times. Ken Griffey Jr. was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Edgar Martinez.
Yeah.
And then the Sonics were like doing really well. Like, so like for me in Washington, like that was like the last time frame that sports were like a, oh man, this is wild because we're good. And then after that, it just kind of fell off.
Yeah.
I think it was the Bulls with Michael Jordan for me.
Yeah.
That was... when I was like, was a child, and I was like, fuck, maybe I like watching sports.
You thought Chicago was a whole new country.
Yeah, I was like, what, Chicago?
What?
That's away from the holler, mama? Over the mountain?
Could we go over the mountain to Chicago? No.
One day, if you finish your homework.
Oh, boy. You have to take the boat down the river.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Are you into sports?
Yeah, big football fan, big NBA fan. Oh, yeah. Bigger football, though, NFL.
Nice.
Well, NFL in particular.
Eagles or?
I'm born in Dallas, so I fucking hate that. I think I've given up fully on the Cowboys.
They always like do kind of good and then.
Yeah, I just need a Me Too allegation to sink Jerry Jones, frankly. It's out there. I know it's out there. If you're out there, please come forward. I'll help you pay your legal fees. Just, we got to bring down the whole family. Really, what needs to happen.
To break them up.
Class action lawsuit. Yeah. There's at least 50 of you. Let's make this happen. Yeah. At least.
So if you're, well, that was
not
the thing.
Because I care about women or victims. I just want a different owner for the Cowboys. Yeah. But I will support you in your trauma. I will.
You'll pour some gasoline on that trauma.
But you paid for it, though, which is almost as good as justice.
Okay, so if you're going to abandon the Cowboys this year, Caleb and I don't have a team, so we were thinking of one. Where should we all go? Because we should do that together.
I think the Chiefs seems great, dude. I know it's a front runner and blah, 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 but I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. And it'll still be nice that they'll be good.
We were thinking the Steelers, right?
I didn't know we had
Steelers make sense. West Virginia is...
Yeah, Steelers was who we... That was who we cheered for.
Y'all are...
Well, I just think their fans are like the craziest, like most fun. Like they're like a gang.
They are.
Like if you fuck with the Steelers, like...
Raiders fans, dude. Yeah. Raiders fans even are though dangerous from so what much, I understand still. Like, still,
real.
From what I understand, I could be wrong, but yeah, even with the change of cities, I think they're still nuts. Because that's part of what makes you a Raiders fan is I'm dangerous. Like you put the silver paint on, it's like you got to be willing to kill someone for no reason.
It's probably the silver paint that gets into their blood.
Noxious fumes.
Gets into their bloodstream, the fumes. Like they're just kind of fucked up, man. Yeah. After you wear it 100 times, like that's what makes you a true fan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the closest you can come to CTE.
Yeah, dude.
Without actually,
they're just kind of high the whole CTE. Time.
Yeah. 1,000%. Yeah.
Well, now that your special's out, do you pretty much kind of wipe the slate clean?
Yeah, to start a new hour. I'm starting
completely
to
over.
So I've got probably I'm sure I could strengthen it, shorten it, whatever. But right now I'm at about 30 minutes, and I want to keep adding a couple things. Hopefully, get it to like an hour, and then tighten that into 45. That's just a hopefully just a nonstop thing.
We recently jumped into stand-up about 6 months ago.
Oh, how's that going?
It's interesting. Fun. Yeah, it's fun, but also, like, again, it's now that we've done it quite a few times, we are through that portion where, oh, I could do that. Try it. And then you're like, oh, that didn't work.
Yeah, it's like an everyday thing. 17 years I've been doing it, and pretty much you got to go for it every day.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
And you're changing it every single, even when you think it's perfect. And then I watch it back. I'm like, I should have said it like this.
Yeah. That or there's something here, or there's a moment I missed, or, oh, there might be another tag here or whatever. Yeah. It's a nonstop thing. Mm-hmm. Nonstop pursuit, but it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun time. I think, we don't have any other ones planned right now, do we?
Not anymore.
We should probably do that. Yeah. We need to get another one going.
Where y'all do your shows?
Our last one was at Vulcan.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we did that, and then we did the House of Blues in Vegas. What was that?
Yeah, House of Blues.
Oh, okay. Yep. I can't remember where exactly it was, but that one was fun. It's been a good time. Yeah, it's fun to just, like, not... Because we've, like, been doing this kind of shit, you know, for fucking years and years.
Yeah.
So it's, like, fun to just not be too nervous about it and just going to be like, you know what? I'm gonna try this joke.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, let's see what happens. I like that. Yeah.
And you get to perform for your fans.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. Like, nice. Some people come to see us and.
And I've been running around with comedians for almost a decade now going, hey, you should try skit comedy. Try skit comedy because that's our bread and butter.
Then
they're like, no. You should try stand up. No. And then finally it was like, okay, I will.
Sure. Yeah.
That's great.
But it is very difficult. And it's very labor intensive.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I don't think a lot of people know about the craft at all.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like, oh, you know, they go, they have a really good time. That guy was really funny. Yeah. And that's they kind of equate that to like their family member or the person they went to school with. Oh, that guy was super funny. It's like,
yeah,
I think
my last 7 days was a podcast Wednesday. That was like, you know, you're in there for like 4 or 5, 6 hours, whatever. You go home Thursday morning, fly to Denver, do a show. Friday, Saturday, 2 shows. Sunday, fly to Austin. Monday, podcast show that night. Today, podcast before this, podcast now, show tonight. Back home tomorrow, another podcast. As soon as I land, it's like a 7-day-a-week thing. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, and we're more of on camera. Yeah, like what's next?
We
just went out to Salt Lake in a matter of 3 days, knocked out 13 videos. Yeah.
And like after this, we go to the coffee shop to film a few skits,
and then we're pushing forward. We're gonna try and revitalize an old format. You know, kind of the like 2012, 13, 14 of YouTube, Whitest Kids You Know, Good Neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. This sketch comedy group.
That's great, yeah.
So
that's awesome.
We're gonna be working on a new channel with that where it's just really nicely, highly produced,
yeah.
You know, film quality skits that are up to date, you know, making fun of what's going on
right now.
Yeah,
sick, yeah.
You know, I think our big push is going to be Jack Mandeville, who you saw earlier, is mm-hmm. going to be the general of the military, but he's a tranny.
It's not fiction?
Yeah, it's pretty much real. Yeah. He's just going to constantly... But his name is Traneigh because he's Vietnamese, part Vietnamese. Traneigh.
I like that. That's funny. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sketch stuff will be fun. That's kind of, I think it's what we've all like just wanted to do mostly is just get back to that and spend some time doing the sketches. That's always been my favorite.
That and maybe a couple stunts.
Yeah, sure. The fake commercials, dude. I'm excited for that. Adding the fake commercials in between the sketches is what's going to be so fucking insane.
Yeah, fake
that's,
products.
Yeah, SNL always does that.
Yeah,
I always thought that was so funny. Man.
Yeah, so fun because they're so ridiculous. Yeah, like back when like Andy Samberg and all those were there, they had some of the best fake commercials. That fucking the taco that they had, what was it? It was like a bag for your taco, but it was like a taco that kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then they had a special carrying bag for it. And then it was like you could dump like more sauce in it. And it's like the bag is just leaking and shit, man. It's like the funniest fucking commercial. And then the one that was like, it's almost pizza. It's so stupid. What is it? It's almost pizza. Like, okay, but what is it made of?
Well, I was thinking of like a service is a dog assisted suicide.
Yeah.
Like, where it was like, dude, we got to train these military dogs. And if you're going to do it, let our dogs do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. The animal abortions. That was, that was a good one. I want to do that one for the app that translates animal like noises into like English. And like some of them are really fucked up and you can like speak back to them. Like the horses or what animal was it that we said was going to be like this, like a Nazi or something?
You said a rabbit.
Yeah, a rabbit like, was oh like God. Secretly a Nazi. Oh and God. You're like, oh, what the
These
fuck?
These rabbits are fucking mean.
What the hell, dude? But yeah, like I think that there's just so much funny shit.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
I mean, jumping into the app, like just getting into fucked up apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Just apps that do random shit.
1,000%.
When's your next tour?
Still on tour, man. I think we're going to be off for a couple weeks, and then after that, we're back. We got, Kev, what we got? St. Louis. St. Louis, Buffalo, Indy, couple other. And then we're basically going to be on tour again, just right away.
Well, when you guys are in St. Louis, we'll have to link you up with Andy and the boys and DJ at First Form.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Real as fuck podcast, Andy Frisella. Really fun
guy. Okay,
the First Form headquarters is awesome there.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sick.
Hell yeah, let's
He's
do it.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. You'd probably hang out with him for a while, too.
He's got one of the most magnificent car collections I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's insane. It's and he ridiculous. Built a whole, like, Texas style, you know, the old stone and the big timbers.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what?
Yeah, like, that was like the old barn of the property or something, and then he just decked it out. This, yeah, it's nuts.
He's got these things that are like one of a kind, and you're like, I mean, doesn't he have one of Elvis Presley's vehicles?
Something like that. Oh, yeah,
I finally saw that movie Elvis.
Which one?
I saw both. I saw the Austin Butler one, and then the one with Jacob Elordi, I think. And what's it? It's about Priscilla.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that one. I watched the other one. It was called Elvis.
Elvis, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of gloss over her age in the Elvis movie.
Yeah, they're like, no, she's not a little kid or anything.
Yeah, even in that Priscilla one, my wife wanted to see that one because it's from her point of view, which is interesting. It's not even like, dude, this was a 14-year-old girl who Elvis was in love with. And then in the movie, this might be true, but they say he waited till she was 18 to have sex with her. But it's like, yeah, but you were like Elvis Presley.
Out with her for 4
globally
years.
Famous. Yeah. I have a bit about that. That's just creepier to me than pedophilia even. If there's like, one thing possibly creepier than trying to have sex with a 14-year-old is it's talking to a 14-year-old for 4 years.
Yeah, dude.
And listening to her.
There was a big thing like that circled the internet about 6 months ago about this youth pastor that did the same around the same age, 15, like, and you know, because they got married pretty much a month after she turned 18.
Yeah.
And then she posted how they had been together for 4 years and the internet went, I'm sorry, she's what? And then like they ended up deleting, like they were like, he was prominently on social, like a decent size account. And then they deleted everything because the internet and 4chan, you know, does what 4chan does.
Yeah.
And just
sometimes they do good, these guys.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
I'm a 4chan fan.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they're pretty prominent.
Reddit, there's a lot of miserable people over on Reddit. But 4chan, they're
I've
like,
never heard this.
Yeah.
Really? I've never heard, you know, the nicer guys are on 4chan.
I mean, I just like, don't fuck with cats.
Yeah.
Oh, I know of that, but it was apparently so disturbing, I didn't even.
I mean,
I'm a real pussy about that kind of stuff.
4chan straight up like spent months decoding this guy that was just fucking up animals and then eventually I think killed a girl. Does anybody else know about this?
I know. It's a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah. But it was like 4chan came together and like, and then that, the whole thing they did with Shia LaBeouf where he was like, find this flag. And they're like, we found it. It took us 3 days.
Really?
Yeah. He put a flag up and just had a camera to it in the sky. And essentially dared 4chan to take the flag. And it took them maybe 3 days to find it. And they used jet streams and paths of airliners and the wind direction. And
that's crazy.
It was insane. Yeah. Like, that's why...
Hey, 4chan, if you're listening, just I want to be friends.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want you guys to hate me. You know what I mean? You hate a lot of things. Let's try liking me. See how that goes.
We have like a bubble and like, the cartel, 4chan, all hanging out over here. It's like,
you guys. Hey, cartel, I'm not interested in drugs, but if you don't want to kill me or anyone I love, that would be fun too.
I'd love to make you laugh.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to not make you laugh and get killed for it. So just support me from afar.
What if they called and they were like, hey,
The risk of bombing at that show would be unbelievable. The stakes are too high.
You're like,
there's no upside. Please don't call me. Please don't contact me
for
comedy.
You're talking to Mr. Cartel. Is there any off limits items?
Damn.
He hands you a long list of words you're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
What happens if they like you a lot? Like, you just have to stay there now.
Yeah, like, you're this there.
He just keeps patting you on the back, I really like you. You're like, okay.
Welcome to your new home.
Yeah.
Huh? And he's pointing at a really nice house, but like, you know, like, I live here now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't not accept this. Yeah. Because he looks at you. Oh, you don't want to accept my gift?
Yeah. You're just the Bruno Mars of the cartel now.
MGM Grand.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah. Doesn't he owe him like $32 million?
I think the rumor is like 100 plus million or something.
How do you do that?
Crazy gambling. Or maybe it's 30 all
million.
Gambling.
Maybe it's 30 million. Yeah, maybe it's 30 million. It's crazy, though. It's a crazy amount of money.
You would think like after 12.
Yeah, after like.
You'd be like.
After like 12 million dollars worth of IOUs or whatever the hell he was doing. They were like, all right, let's cut Bruno off.
Yeah.
You think maybe you just sung for him and
I mean, I don't yet.
Distracted him?
I'm curious what the play is there by their strategy of like, let's keep him going. Let's see how far he's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're going to own him.
And then he's ours.
1,000%. Like, it's like Elvis again.
Yeah. Literally.
Except you got the gambling fees and now you're mandated.
Yeah.
And now you owe us 14 albums until 2050.
It's crazy. Damn.
Here's Taylor Swift's producer. Start pumping him out, boy.
Dude.
What kind of music you listen to?
I've been listening to Indian music more recently. I found it later in life and it's like new. I think I realized the reason people listen to AM when they get older is because they stopped I grew up listening to hip hop, but then when I'm like 38, I'm like, well, I don't know what the fuck these kids are doing anymore. And it's not even, I'm not even mad at them. They don't, why would they make music for me? I'm 20 years older than them or whatever, 15 years. So they stopped making music for me. The artists that I grew up listening to stopped making music. There's only a certain number of songs that I can listen to so many times. And then when that's done, the only way to listen to anything new is podcasts or AM radio. And that's why old people always listen to AM radio. That's the only way there's new things happening that I'd be interested in. Yeah. As I got older, I was like, oh, this is what happens.
Well, I am like, a dream of mine has been to go to Bollywood and like try and get us in an action film.
I would 1,000% rather be in a Bollywood movie than a Hollywood movie.
100%.
1,000%.
Hey, do you know the name Mahakshi Chakraborty?
Chakraborty is a Bengali name, I think, but I don't know.
That was his dad. Like, he was like Instagram friends with me forever. His dad was some famous Bollywood actor, and he was like trying to follow in his footsteps. But dude, he would comment on everything and like message me all the time. Be like, dude, here's my new book. Like, if you want to like check it out, he would like, dude. I remember one of the funniest fucking things that ever happened. You remember the scene from whatever Fast and Furious was that Paul Walker died, where they're like diverging at that road and that song's playing.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Well, do you know what I'm talking about?
I didn't watch
that
movie because he died.
So it's like that's a scene in it. But Mahakshi sent me that. And he's like, bro, he's like, this is me and you. And I'm like, what? I'm like, why? Am I going to die? Yeah, did
that's
he like
super weird.
Yeah, he tried to like really bro out with me. But he's like a famous Bollywood actor.
Who's his dad?
Shit. Like, it's the same last name, Chakraborty or whatever. But
I feel like if we could get in touch with somebody over there, they might be into this. Like, you know,
I definitely want to.
We
do
could
that.
Be action stars over there.
I mean, action, whatever. I just want to be in a movie.
I want to be the villain. You want to be in a movie?
With a Bollywood movie.
I'll
make
a freaking. I want to make a Bollywood movie.
Yeah, absolutely. I would do that.
I love. There was one on Netflix that I watched here a while back. It was fucking nuts. But I actually had a. Good
you know,
time
movie you guys
watching.
Might like is Animal. It's like an action movie. There's one or two scenes. It's just an intense movie, but it's about this guy whose dad is like the richest person in the world, but kind of neglected him. And then he grows into kind of like a psychopath, but he's still really fiercely loyal to his dad. And someone tries to kill his dad. And then it's just a vengeance. Like, it's crazy.
Well, that sounds cool.
It's crazy. Look that Animal. Up. It's on Netflix.
Okay. You can get it on. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever subtitles one I watched was like dubbed. Some dude like lived in the woods or something. His sister got like abducted and he like went into like the city to try and find her. And he like became friends with some like other dude who was like up in the military, but they were like secretly mortal enemies and didn't know it. And they somehow became like best bros. And then they like find out who each other was. Like he's who like helped abduct his sister or something. And like then they like have like this big crazy like battle. The movie's like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah, they're long.
It like
movies,
it keeps going. Like I got lost so many times. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Like the whole plot has changed like multiple times. But it was really exciting the whole time, dude. It was
dude,
so
the best
funny.
Foreign film I can recommend. I Saw the Devil, Korean movie.
I've heard Korean cinema is fantastic.
It's just like one of the like he's the main character is kind of similar to what our like GRS agents are for the CIA. Like they're really hard.
Yeah.
Killing motherfuckers. Like, like, you know, top tier.
Yeah.
His wife goes deep in the country to buy some fabrics or something from somebody. And on the way back, snow comes in and she slides off the road. And, you know, some weirdo happens to get a hold of her and kidnaps her and kills her and everything. Well, this dude, like, starts hunting him and finds him and beats him to, like, an inch of his life, but then puts a tracker in him. So he waits for him to like heal and then he keeps showing up and fucking
that's
him up
crazy.
So he can keep finding him. That's like it's just like, so it's like he keeps getting more and more vengeance along
that's
the
awesome.
Way.
That's awesome. Like, that's my kind of movie.
That's pretty cool.
He's like, I'll let you get a little better and then I'm going to come back even harder.
I love that.
That's cool. I might actually watch
like
that.
And the Beekeeper. Have you seen the Beekeeper?
No, I haven't watched it yet. No.
You have to see the Beekeeper because again, like, it's the villain in The Beekeeper is identity thieves that prey on the elderly.
Yeah.
Like talk you like they infect your computer and then they're like, oh, they intercept the phone call and they're
crazy.
Like, oh yeah, give me your password and we'll fix this for you right up. Yeah. And they steal all their money and they do this to this like old retired teacher that had a nonprofit for kids that had fucked up homes. And then she ends up killing herself because all her money's gone. And well, the the beekeeper, which is Jason Statham, who was like a CIA asset that just kills everybody.
Yeah.
Happened to be renting her barn and like, is like, wait, what the fuck? And he's like, okay. So he goes after this entire network of identity thieves and he just keeps fucking them up.
No, that's awesome. That guy's great.
Yeah. I like, him and The Rock do the same thing with the same person in every movie, but I like
it. Who cares?
I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Did you ever see his first movies, the English ones, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck
that's
yeah.
That's Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. 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 Did you watch The Gentleman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best movie ever.
It's so, so good. Fun.
Yeah. Yes.
So fun.
Yeah.
Dude, Guy Ritchie, like,
he's
like
awesome.
King Arthur.
Awesome.
Literally, like, yeah. The Sword and the Stone is probably my favorite Disney movie as
yeah.
a kid.
Yeah.
And then King Arthur is Snatch and The Sword and the Stone
and
Sons of Anarchy all merged into one movie.
Is that one of his movies? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's really good.
If you've seen
Lock, Stock, I've seen Snatch. I think I liked Rock and Roller and a lot of people didn't. I thought it was good.
King Arthur is the entire cast of The Gentleman.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
going
to fucking love
it. Okay, yeah. All right, I'm in.
It's really good, yeah, yeah.
Okay, noted.
Yeah. And it's... The movie, The Sword and the Stone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love that.
Fuck yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. We thank you for coming all
thank
the way out here.
Thank you for having me, man.
Busy. Yeah, of course.
Again, everybody out there, we want you to go watch his special because this powers, you know, everything.
Oh, thank you. These guys mm-hmm. Thank you.
To be doing this.
This is what so we're all trying
YouTube
to get to.
Get on YouTube and look up
yeah.
Gaslit.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And let's go.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Of course, yeah.
Love what y'all
thank
are doing.
Thank you, man. Yeah, thank you.
This is the way a single person's dream is.
Yeah,
just me and my homies hanging out in a fucking compound.
Making sure you don't get motion sickness.
Yeah.
He's not riding in the spoop.
Yeah.
No chance, dude. Yeah. No chance. My composition is not built for it.
Take care, guys.
Fuck yeah.
Thank y'all.